This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zecha Nishmas, Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David, Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zecha Nishmas, Rabbi Shua Aryeh, Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Zisel. In Tehillim Kapitel Kuf, in the Kapitel of Mizmor L'Soido, it says, Hu asanu v'loy anachnu. He made us, Hashem made us, v'loy anachnu, and we are His. However, the words loy anachnu have a kri and a ksiv, which means it is written loy anachnu with an aleph, we are not His, but the kri is loy anachnu with a vav, we are His. And the Mefarshim explain that this is a person's goal in this world. One who starts off as loy anachnu, loy with an aleph, not with Hashem, should strive and become loy anachnu with a vav, to become with Hashem and accompany Hashem. The letters loy with an aleph and loy with a vav spell the word elul, because that is the focus of the month of Elul, to transform oneself from the loy anachnu with an aleph to loy anachnu with a vav. The numerical value of loy with an aleph is 31, and the numerical value of loy with a vav is 36. The difference between them is 5. That is what tshuva is, because the word tshuva can be broken into two words, toshuv hey, return the 5, add 5 to the loy anachnu with an aleph, and make it loy anachnu with a vav. And that's what somebody can do through tshuva, to become from not being connected to Hashem, to becoming imoy ulechelkoy. And with this we can explain the words in Parshas Hazinu, where the pasuk says, Shiches loy loy. The first loy is written with a vav, the second loy is written with an aleph. And the pasuk means, Shiches, the corruption of Klal Yisrael is when loy with a vav becomes loy with an aleph, when we transform ourselves from being with Hashem to alienating Hashem. And therefore we must strive during the month of Elul and afterwards to be loy anachnu with a vav and not chas v'sholem loy anachnu with an aleph. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that we say in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay, Hashem should rule over the entire world. What is the repetitive language of Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay? Why couldn't it have just said Meloich al kol ha'olam? What's the kol ha'olam kulay? And the Taz explains that we have a concept of rubai kekulay. If you have a majority, it's as if you have the whole thing. If we were to only say Meloich al kol ha'olam, one may think that we are saying that Hashem should only rule over the majority of the world. And with the din of rubai kekulay, it will be as if He rules over the whole world. That is why we have the double lashon, the repetitive language, Meloich al kol ha'olam kulay. Hashem should rule over the entire world, and not rov of the world with the din of rubai kekulay. I would like to take this opportunity to wish all the listeners a kesiva v'chasima toiva and a good kibben shiur.